Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. If you are a regular listener to all of this program, you know my deep, deep concern about the compromise on the authority of Scripture today in many churches, many denominations, and the compromise on the gospel. Well, my guest certainly stands with me and many others in standing against that kind of compromise. And the clear teaching of the authority of Scripture and the truth of Scripture, it's my privilege to welcome Pastor Don Green to the program, pastor of Truth Community Church down in the Cincinnati area, and the host of the daily program Truth Pulpit that airs on WRFD every afternoon at 2 p.m. Pastor Don Green, welcome to the program.
Bob, I'm so glad to be back with you. And I certainly affirm everything that you said. It's a joy to stand with you, upholding the authority of Scripture and upholding the pure gospel of Christ that's revealed in those pages.
You know, the name of the church that you pastor is Truth Community Church, and your daily radio program is the Truth Pulpit. Many people would say, isn't that a little arrogant? Putting truth in the name of your church and truth in the name of your radio program? I don't think it's arrogant at all, do you?
Well, not when you look at Scripture itself. You know, Jesus said that if we were going to worship the living God, that we had to worship him in spirit and in truth. And so we have to find out what that truth is if we're going to worship God truly. And what I think is arrogant is not upholding the truth that God has revealed in his word, but what is arrogant is to deny that truth, dilute it, and diminish it by casting doubt upon Scripture before God's people.
Well, you're exactly right. The real arrogance is putting man's authority above God's authority, man's interpretation of Scripture, man's doctrine, man's tradition above the truth of Scripture. That's the real arrogance today. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. And, you know, it comes in the way of science trying to trump the true interpretation of Scripture, of man's experience, of man's doctrine, of revelation other than the Bible. All of those things go to a diminishment and a contradiction of Scripture, which the Bible ends with the declaration, don't add to it or take away from it. And so my desire as a pastor, our desire as a church, is simply to uphold what God has revealed and to let Scripture speak for itself.
Currently on the Truth Pulpit, and again, it airs here on WRFD, and to our listeners in Florida who are listening today, you can listen to podcasts off of WRFD, thewordcolumbus.com. You can listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to know more about Don Green, his ministry, you can go to thetruthpulpit.com, thetruthpulpit.com. Currently, Don, you're in a series, I understand, Trusting God in Trying Times. Why that series right now?
Bob, the reason that we offer that series for free is that it has proven to be the most requested and the most impactful series of my 20 years of teaching God's Word. And so I'm very delighted to be able to offer it to your listeners, and I hope that people will take advantage of it, because it's had a transforming effect on my own life from some really serious difficulties that I had back when.
What, share some of those. You can't leave us hanging. What are some of those things?
Well, I don't like to talk about myself, and I don't refer to myself in my preaching much, but this series is born out of a very long 7-year period of dark struggle that I went through after my unsaved father and my unsaved brother were killed in a private plane crash when I was a new Christian.
Wow.
And I was crushed by that, Bob. I had been praying for the salvation of my father. We were drawing close after years of estrangement because I was a new Christian and I was seeking him out. Bob, I had this dream, and when I say dream, I had this hope, not a dream while I was sleeping or a vision, but I just had this hope that one day I would walk into the living room and find my father with an open Bible on his lap, and I would have that sense of knowing that he had truly been converted to Christ. So I prayed for that, and I asked God for that with all of my heart, that hope ended without an apparent answer in a small wooded area in southeastern Indiana where their plane went down on Thanksgiving Day, 1988.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
So that's the background of what originally set me on the quest to find answers for the questions that I had in my heart in the aftermath of that devastating loss.
It's fascinating, Don, and I didn't know that. I knew a lot about your background. I knew that you were a litigation attorney in Chicago, a graduate of the Indiana University of Law School before you surrendered to ministry, but I had no idea. But, Don, and I've been in the ministry a little bit longer than you have, but I have found, and I know, and this must be the theme of this series, that these are the times that God really molds our character. My wife and I often talk about the 7 years of hell that our family went through several years ago, that God used to really bring us to a deeper understanding of himself and a deeper understanding of the cross and a deeper understanding of what suffering means. Do you find, Don, that this is common, these times of suffering, these times of questioning, these times of trial and testing?
They're certainly common in our local body, Bob. We buried a beautiful baby boy a few months ago to a wonderful family in our church. We've had so much death and even suicide in our congregation in recent times. And so our congregation knows what it's like to sing in a minor key. And I think, going back to what you said, I do think that God prepares us for ministry. Let's put it this way. He often prepares men for ministry by breaking them, by crushing them before they go into ministry, so that they might be able to speak out of a tender heart rather than in an overly academic way to people who are in suffering. You know, it reminds me of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, where it says that God comforts us in all our affliction so that we would be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. And the series Trusting God in Trying Times is the blessing now that I have to be able to share with the people of God. This is comfort that I know is real, that is true, that is grounded in Scripture. It's now my privilege to be able to share the comfort that God gave me through the truth that series teaches.
Yeah. It's interesting that your mind went to 2 Corinthians 1 as you were talking about that. My mind went to 2 Corinthians 12 and Paul's thorn in the flesh that God gave as a gift to Paul to crush him, to grind him to powder. This is common, and we're told this is common to man. You know, Peter talks about that the trial of your faith, not if, but when you are tried. Trusting God in trying times, and folks, we're coming up on a break, but you can get this series absolutely free at thetruthpulpit.com. thetruthpulpit.com. Those of you that are fortunate enough to hear The Truth Pulpit 2 o'clock here on WRFD, those of you who are in Florida, you can get this series as well, thetruthpulpit.com. We're talking to Pastor Don Green, pastor of Truth Community Church and host of The Truth Pulpit. We'll be right back. Welcome again to Bob Burney Live, and welcome again to Don Green, who is pastor of Truth Community Church down in the Cincinnati area of Ohio. And he is the host of the daily program, The Truth Pulpit, which airs at 2 p.m. every afternoon, Monday through Friday, here on WRFD. Don, I've got to ask you just a personal question. And many of our listeners will not know this. You spent quite a bit of time at Master's College out in California and working with Grace Community Church, where, of course, John MacArthur is. What's it like working for and with John MacArthur?
Well, it was one of the great privileges of all of my life to work alongside such an esteemed Bible teacher that whose ministry will continue for another century, long after you and I are gone.
True.
In addition to his teaching, I appreciated the godly and generous way that he dealt with me. And John is one of those guys that if you pricked him with a needle, a profound wisdom would come gushing out. And I had the benefit of having an office right next to John's for many, many years at Grace to You, and often sitting next to him at elder meetings at Grace Community Church. And so I wear my past association with John MacArthur with a lot of gratitude toward God and thankfulness toward John himself.
Don, I cannot imagine being a Greek instructor around John MacArthur. I would be just unbelievably intimidated. I really would. But you spent several years as a Greek instructor there, correct?
I did. I taught beginning Greek at the Master's Seminary for about 6 years, from 99 to 2005. One of the great highlights of my life, Bob, I really loved the Greek language, and I loved the opportunity to teach it to men who were just on the beginning of their preparation for ministry. That was a great privilege, and I still stay in touch with some of those men 15 years later.
Yeah. Yeah, you were also an attorney in Chicago. You graduated from Indiana University Law School, and those of us here in Columbus, Ohio, can probably forgive you for that.
Well, after what you'll probably do to us on the football field later this year, I don't think I need to apologize for much.
Well, we can only hope, but that is quite a leap from a litigation attorney in Chicago to full-time Christian pastoral ministry. Just give us a brief overview of how did God bring you from being an attorney to full-time ministry?
Well, Bob, I often get that question when people know my history, and I'm very happy to answer it. It's not as big a change as it seems from outside, because the Lord saved me. Christ saved me during my first year of law school. And so I had already started on a trek toward a law career, but all of my heart desires changed midstream, so to speak, when Christ saved me and God's word became alive to me. And so I pursued law for a period of time simply to put me in a position to later be able to go to seminary and end up doing what I'm now doing. And so law school, from my perspective, inside the perspective of my own life, turned out to be a means to another end, which God has graciously granted by giving me a ministry of his word.
Well, and obviously God's given you a very logical mind, which is wonderful when studying God's inspired, infallible, inerrant word. And I want to remind our listeners here in Ohio and in Florida, I'm encouraging you even right now to go to thetruthpulpit.com and request your free copy of Trusting God in Trying Times. The CD, the downloads are available there. Trusting God in Trying Times. It's absolutely free. All you have to do is go to thetruthpulpit.com and request Trusting God in Trying Times, thetruthpulpit.com. Don, what is your desire that people would receive from the daily radio program, The Truth Pulpit?
Well, two things, Bob. One is that our program is primarily regional to the Ohio and Indiana area. And one of the things that we're trying to do is to introduce our church to people who don't otherwise have a church home. And the footprint of WRFD actually covers the location of our church. And so I know that there are people within driving distance of our church, maybe that don't have a church home, that if they're interested in a ministry of God's word, that they could come and visit us and perhaps find a church home there. And so that's really the ultimate goal, is for people to find our church. And then hopefully that merely the teaching of God's word would be an encouragement to believers elsewhere that thrive on good teaching. I believe that God's word is sufficient to prepare us for everything that we face in life, for us to believe savingly in Christ. And so I've given my life over to explaining God's word, and it's the greatest privilege God could have ever given to me.
Well, absolutely. And again, it is The Truth Pulpit, airs 2 p.m. every afternoon, Monday through Friday, here on WRFD, 880 AM and 104.5 FM. And you're correct. I get phone calls from Cincinnati all the time, Don. So, yes, our listening, our footprint does include your area there. Don, real quick, we've got about 1 minute left. What is your greatest concern for the evangelical church in America today? And again, we've got about 1 minute.
Well, my greatest concern is that people would stray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ for other causes that are merely earthbound. I am quite concerned about the emphasis on social justice that seems to be creeping into the evangelical church, and I'm afraid that that's going to eclipse the saving gospel of repentance for the forgiveness of sins through faith in Jesus Christ. And so I would just encourage people to keep their minds in God's Word and let the Spirit of God guide them through that wonderful gift that He has given to us in the Scriptures.
Amen, and I share that deep concern as well. Pastor Don Green of Truth Community Church and the host of The Truth Pulpit airs every day, 2 o'clock on WRFD. And folks, wherever you are listening, go to the truth, thetruthpulpit.com, and request your copy of Trusting God in Trying Times. Bob Burney Live will continue.